RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Andika. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls for firm action against drug dealers. Tourism Minister Yahya established Jember District as Carnival City. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo strongly called for firm action against narcotic drug dealers on Friday. He said while closing the second national meeting of the United Development Party in response to the party's recommendation on the issue that do not give them any tolerance because Indonesia is now under an emergency situation with regard to narcotic drugs. We remark that the police and military have also taken firm actions against those involved in drug abuse cases. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo also raised the need for anticipatory measures to meet current fast change. He explained that Indonesia should not be carried away by the change. He agreed with Romi Rohma Murmuzi, the general chairman of the party, regarding the importance of boosting education on character building in Islamic boarding school and Islamic religious schools to anticipate changes. He noted that anticipatory measures must be prepared from now so that when change happens, it would not cause damage. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya has established Jember District is Java province as Carnival City in line with the 16th annual event of Jember Fashion Carnival or GFC. He said on Friday that everyone recognized the world-class GFC and to make the Ministry of Tourism establish Jember as Carnival City. He remarked that the 16th GFC 2017 under a theme of Victory United in Diversity has inspired many carnivals across the country. He revealed that the establishment of the Carnival City is aimed to support Jember going international. If GFC competes in global arena, Jember should be said to be a world-class carnival city. He added that GFC creativity can attract foreign tourists and by making Jember as a world-class carnival city, it can increase its commercial and financial values. The Jember Fashion Carnival has become a source of inspiration for designers to elevate traditional clothing that won a number of international awards, such as Balinese Custom that won the Best National Custom, Mr. International in 2010. The government of Indonesia is expecting South Africa to be an entry point for domestic products, especially for countries in the African region under Southern African Custom Union or SACU. Director General of National Export Development of the Ministry of Trade, Arlinda, states that South Africa is the largest country in the Union, which consists of 5 countries, namely Botswana, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland, and South Africa. She said during a speech at the Indonesian South Africa Business Forum on Thursday local time that Indonesia considers South Africa as a center of investment, trade, and gateway to obtain access to African markets, in particular to open trade cooperation with the Union member countries. The Indonesian government plans to open options and explore the possibility of agreeing on a preferential trade agreement, or PTA, to resolve the issue, both with South Africa and other member countries of the Union. Meanwhile, Indonesian ambassador to South Africa, Suprapto Matusetomo, remarked that if Indonesia products are able to enter and compete in the South African market, the product will be acceptable to other countries that enter the distribution channels of South Africa. An Indonesian robotic team of Depok Techno Natural International Madrasah won a silver medal in the Innovation of Creativity category at the first Global Challenge 2017 held in Washington, D.C., United States of America on July 16 to 18, 2017. The principal of Techno Natura Madrasah, Tras Rustamaji, noted in a press statement received by Antara on Friday that robotics has been part of the learning process of the students, and the team comprised 10 students and 3 mentors. In the competition, team Access to Clean Water, the participant had to design and create a robot that can clean the river of waste. During the contest, the river water was simulated by using blue balls and the waste with orange balls. The winners were the robots that got the best points in the waste separation competition. East Nusa Tenggara is holding a sports event called Cross Border Road Race at Umanu Kefaminanu Circuit, North Central Timur Regency. The event to take place from July 22nd to 23rd is a follow-up of the music concert which featured the Voice Indonesia alumni Mario G. Clau as the main performer. Secretary of North Central Timur of Tourism Department, Johannes, said that after the Mario Gerardus Clau music concert that was successfully held in Bumi Bin Mavo, they are now holding Cross Border Road Race, a collaborative event between KEFA Racing Team, North Central Timur Regency Administration, and Indonesian Motorsport Federation of East Nusa Tenggara Timur Chapter. Their target is to have 1,000 tourists from Timor Leste to come and stay. They are also targeting to have 6,000 local tourists. The news comes from of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Members of various organizations held a rally in Jakarta on Friday to protest Israeli measures on Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, Islam's third holiest site. The rally was participated in by a number of prominent Islamic scholars and preachers such as Bahtiar Nasir, Muhammad Arifin Ilham, and Nazar Haris. Among mass organizations joining the protest, they were Al-Azhar Islamic Boarding School Foundation, Aqsa Working Group ASPAC for Palestine, Lazis Dewan Dakwah, KISPA BSMI, EK Indonesia Without Jail, FLP, Spirit of Aqsa, KNRP, ADARA, Friends of Aqsa, Rafa Islamic Boarding School, Al-Zikra Council, AWG, Khairu Ummah, Jakarta Synergy, PUI, Care for Hijab, GEMAS, LMI, and Bidik Production. They consider Israel measures to tighten its grip on Al-Aqsa as a violation of human rights. Bahtiar Nasir, leader of the Indonesian Alliance to Save Al-Aqsa Mosque, said that the rally was able to unite various groups in support of Al-Aqsa. The last item, the Language Development Agency held the second Indonesian National Indonesian Literature Dialogue in Jakarta on July 19 to 21, 2017. The event invited 150 literators across Indonesia to hold dialogue and exchange ideas. Head of Development Center of Language Development Agency, Gufron Ali Ibrahim, explained that this activity aims to advance the literature in Indonesia. This national dialogue creates 20 recommendations for the advancement and promotion of Indonesian literature.
Salah satu dari 20 rekomendasi itu adalah
one of those 20 recommendations is to recommend this dialogue to be triennial dialogue. It aims for preparation of literators and at the next dialogue. It is hoped that there will be literature, either anthology literators or group. Gufron further explained that this national dialogue is expected to contribute to national literacy movement, especially in reading Indonesian literature. This year's theme of the dialogue is Sastra Sebagai Penjaga Kebinekaan, or Literature as Protector of Diversity. These recommendations have been said to be implemented for long term. At the first day, Minister of Education and Culture, Muhajir Effendi, attended the dialogue to launch books published by the Committee of National Dialogue. Well, listener, that was the news of Radio Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is Radio Service Voice of Indonesia with Press Review. Various important events occurring this week were featured in the editorials of some of the leading media published in Jakarta this week and are summarized in the Press Review. Let's start from Media Indonesia newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, 21st July, the paper wrote, "For Democracy Consolidation." Deliberations on the general election bill were finally completed at the House of Representatives plenary session Thursday night. For 9 months, the bill was discussed at the special committee level, during which the public also had been waiting with annoyance. there was hope that the generated election law can become an ideal guideline for the 2019 election. At the same time, however, there was a pile of frustration at the dynamic of deliberation in parliament that were very long and winded. In fact, two big jobs on democracy in Indonesia should have started their stages last June 2017, yet so much politics in democracy. As irritating as any process, all parties still have to accept the results, including decisions related to the issue that for 9 months had been most debated, namely the presidential threshold. The option of 20-25% gets support from the factions of the government coalition parties. Three parties supported the option without a presidential threshold or 0% threshold. One party voted the middle ground, the threshold of the 10%. Four parties chose not to vote. That way, the threshold of presidential nomination has been decided at 20-25%. It means that the 2019 election will repeat the previous two elections, 2009 and 2014, which stipulated the presidential nomination threshold at least 20% of seats in the House of Representatives or 25% of the national legitimate votes. Turning to the Sindo newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday, 20 July, wrote, "Cut rupiah numeral." After almost a year silent, talks on simplification of 3-0 in rupiah or from 1,000 to 1 rupiah suddenly started again. The governor of Bank Indonesia, Agus Martowadoyo, reiterated the policy plan for simplification of the currency numeral, or popularly known as redenomination, with urgency to parliament. This will immediately be incorporated as the National Legislation Program, or PROKLENAS, this year. The rupiah redenomination program has been rolling since 5 years ago and has been registered in PROKLENAS 2013, but failed for no apparent reason. Redenomination program of simplification of currency value is not commonly done by many countries because it takes a variety of prerequisites that are not easy. If the rupiah redenomination program has been agreed between the government and the House of Representatives, it does not mean that the policy can be implemented immediately. The central bank says it takes at least 7 years after the legal umbrella is approved to be released to the public. The details are the preparatory period of 2 years, the transition period is about 4 years, and 1 year is required as the implementation stage. Therefore, it is natural that Agus Martowadoyo urged that the rupiah redenomination bill is immediately passed this year. Previously, a number of parties, including members of parliament, doubted the seriousness of the central bank in realizing the program. However, Agus Martowadoyo, as the central bank captain, strongly rejected the allegations. On the contrary, he was so concerned by the overwhelming number of rupiah considered ineffective. The program that can be realized soon will have a good impact on the currency of this country. Therefore, Bank Indonesia is intensifying the discussions on the redenomination rupiah bill with the Ministry of Finance and the Ministry of Law and Human Rights to be included in this year's PROKLENAS. In addition, the central bank claims to be finalizing the socialization program so that people would not be surprised when the policy is implemented. Let's end this press review with Republika newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, 21st July, it wrote, "Unity and Solidarity of Muslims." Hundreds of ulama and da'i, or Islamic scholars and propagators from Southeast Asia, Africa and Europe agreed to produce the Padang Declaration. There are six important points that have been agreed upon by the da'i and ulama who gathered in a grand meeting in the city of Padang, West Sumatra, from 17 to 20 July 2017. The unity and solidarity of Muslims became the central theme of the six important points in the Padang Declaration. All parties hope this Padang Declaration is really realized in Action and Real Program, the agreement of ulama and da'i or Islamic scholars and propagators in Southeast Asia, Africa and Europe to realize Muslims as one people is a noble desire. The international and internal differences among Muslims is a reality. However, that distinction should not make unite to break. According to this daily, the Padang Declaration should be a momentum to strengthen the unity and solidarity of the people, Muslims in particular. It was Press Review.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, welcome to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past, as recorded in history. We start on July 22, 1933. The U.S. well-known pilot Willie Post finishes his first flight around the world. Willie Hardeman Post was a U.S. pilot who famously as the first man to fly solo around the world. The record was achieved within 7 days, 19 hours. Then Willie landed at Floyd Bennett Field at midnight on July 22, 1933, having cut 21 hours off his previous around-the-world flight. Post also helped develop a pressure suit or anti-air pressure suit. Winnie Mae, Post airplane made of wood, and his pressure suit now on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Air and Space in Washington, D.C., the United States. On August 15, 1935, the plane carrying Willie Hardeman Post and comedian Will Rogers crashed shortly after takeoff at Point Barrow, Alaska. On July 22nd, the day Indonesian Attorney. At the beginning of the establishment of Attorney, it was firstly formed Supervision Bureau of Beliefs as a continuation of the Belief Supervision Agency. On the same era, the prosecutor's duty is getting more extant, not only in the field of repressive, but also to the field of preventive and even governance and security, such as the issue of foreigners and implementation of coaching the national press. At the same time, there also materialized the Attorney Basic Law draft and the Police Basic Law, which set the task of the attorney in conjunction with the limit of judges and police. On July 22, 1960, the cabinet in its meeting decided that the prosecutor's office to become the department, and the decision was outlined in the presidential decree number 204/1960, dated on August 1, 1960, which obtained since July 22, 1960. It was the background to decide July 22nd as the day of attorney. We conclude with a historical information on July 22, 2002, massacre in Gaza by Zionist troops. On July 22, 2002, in the dark of night, when the children and Palestinian women are asleep, Zionist soldiers storm the Gaza Strip region using the United States-made F-16 fighter aircraft. In this attack, Sheikh Salahus Sahada, commander of Izzuddin Qassam Brigade, the military wing of Hamas, and 16 Palestinian civilians fall martyr, as well as 9 innocent children. Meanwhile, 150 other Palestinians were wounded. Sheikh Salahus Sahada fall martyr with his wife and young daughter. He also had been imprisoned by Zionists for 12 years and suffered cruel torture. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Adewa Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. The topic this time is Indonesia and the Netherlands signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Counter-Terrorism Cooperation. Terrorism and radicalism are not only experienced by Indonesia or certain countries. It has become a world issue that needs to be addressed with international-level efforts. In connection with this, on Wednesday, 19 July 2017, the Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, or BNPT, signed a Memorandum of Understanding in cooperation with the Dutch National Coordinator for Security and Counterterrorism, or NCTV, in combating terrorism. The signing was done by the head of BNPT, Commissioner General Polis Suhardi Alius, along with NCTV head H.W.M. Schuf, witnessed by the Dutch Royal Ambassador to Indonesia, Rob Swartpol. Citing a report on the BNPT site, Suhardi Alius said that counterterrorism efforts that BNPT are considered attractive to the Dutch. This is related to Indonesia as the country with the largest Muslim population and the approach used by BNPT in countering terrorism. The BNPT chief explained NCTV's interest to cooperate with BNPT was because the Netherlands has seen how BNPT can process terrorists into former terrorists through their radicalization programs. According to him, the approach taken in this program is rarely found in other countries, which involves scholars, apparatus, psychologists, and sociologists. They can interact directly with the terrorist prisoners in custody. In his speech, Schuf said that the Memorandum of Understanding will strengthen cooperation between the two sides. He explained that prior to the signing, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Mark Rutte met at the G20 summit recently in Hamburg, Germany, and discussed, among others, the Memorandum of Understanding. According to Schuf, this is important to be realized. With the Memorandum of Understanding, both parties also expect an exchange of information. For NCTV, the focus are on current issues such as the Foreign Terrorist Fighters, or FTF, of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State's active returnees, violent extremists, and cybercrime. NCTV is also concerned with social media used by terrorists and extremists as a marketing and recruiting media. On the occasion, head of Indonesian National Agency for Combating Terrorism, or BNPT, Suhardi Alius, also reminded the NCTV that now women can also become terrorists, while H.W.M. Schuf also revealed that children from terrorists have become their attention because children who are at least 9 years old and used to live in terrorist environments generally have a radical understanding and adapt in using firearms. That was Focus for today.
Here is news in brief. President Joko Widodo strongly called for firm action against narcotic drug dealers. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya has established Jember District, East Java Province, as a carnival city in line with the 16th annual event of Jember Fashion Carnival. The government of Indonesia is expecting South Africa to be an entry point for domestic products, especially for countries in the African region under Southern African Custom Union, or SACU. An Indonesian robotic team of Depok Techno Natura International Madrasa won a silver medal in the innovation and creativity category at the first Global Challenge 2017 held in Washington, D.C., United States of America on July 16-18, 2017. East Nusa Tenggara is holding a sport event called Cross Border Road Race at Umanu Cafe Menanu Circuit, North Central Timur Regency. Members of various organizations held a rally in Jakarta on Friday to protest Israeli measures on Al-Aqsa Mosque's compound, Islam's third holiest site. The Language Development Agency held the second Indonesian National Indonesian Literature Dialogue in Jakarta on July 19 to 21, 2017. Well, listener, that was news in brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, we will present you about Soto Tauji culinary from Cirebon. So stay tuned with us in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides listening via shortwave, you can listen to our broadcast at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, soto is one of authentic Indonesian food. Various types of soto can be found in Indonesia. This typical Indonesian watery food commonly served with rice or lontong. Usually, each region names the soto with a name of origin, such as Soto Madura from Madura, Soto Tegal from Tegal, and Soto Kudus from Kudus. Each soto has its own uniqueness. At this time, we will introduce you about Soto Tauji from Cirebon, West Java. Mm-hmm.
listener, if soto commonly used basic ingredients such as turmeric, soto tauji uses tauco as its basic ingredient. Soto tauji is a kind of soto which a sauce made from tauco or waste of soy sauce. Tauco is processed foodstuff made from soybean. Then, as the contents of soto tauji is the beef which is cut into small pieces, or chicken meat which is then added with noodles, vermicelli, bean sprouts, boiled egg, and rice or lontong as the carbohydrate source. For finishing, lime juice and sauce can be added according to taste. Tauco is easily available in Cirebon because Cirebon has many local soy sauce factories. In the manufacture of soy sauce made from soybeans, there is drag that is not used in the finished soy sauce. In Cirebon, the waste of soy sauce is called tauco. The tauco is recooked by Cirebon people to serve as a side dish of food or basic ingredients cuisine as in the making of soto tauji. When you visit Cirebon, you can go to Jalan Pekiringan to taste soto tauji. Fresh and savory flavors are perfect to be enjoyed when it is still hot at night, especially when the weather is a bit cold because of rain. The price per portion is quite cheap. It's only 12,000 rupiah. To add the delicious taste of soto tauji, usually the seller also puts other dishes on the plate, such as fried tempeh, fried tofu, quail egg satay, and crackers. If you are in Cirebon, set your time to enjoy soto tauji as your dinner. That was today's Indonesian Wonder. We will meet again with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia from Jakarta. See you! Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, it's nice to meet again with me, Andika, in Miscellany. Listener, Keroncong music genre is not so popular among young people of Indonesia. There is the assumption that Keroncong is out of date, but Solo Keroncong Festival will prove that Keroncong is a contemporary music that can be enjoyed by anyone, including young people. Today's miscellany will discuss about Solo Keroncong Festival 2017. Stay tuned. Listener, for you, as fans of Keroncong music, you can watch Solo Keroncong Festival, which opens from Friday 21st July 2017 and ends on Saturday 22nd July 2017. This event is located in Vastenburg Fort, Solo. In this year's event, Keroncong music will be sound more alive or vivid. The local, national, and international Keroncong artists present a lot of new colors. Keroncong, which is considered old-fashioned by some people, rap with a contemporary mix for Vastenburg more glorious with the history of the past. Solo Keroncong Festival annual performances always so different every year. In this year, the event has the theme Geliat Kaula Muda, Wasis Bermain and Bernyanyi Keroncong. This activity shows not only orchestra Keroncong but also drama in the form of ketoprak art. In line with the theme Rise, the ketoprak art tells about forwarding Keroncong to young people. Steering committee of this event, Ari Mulyano, said that this year's theme means giving freedom to young people, which is focused on teenagers, students, and how young people implement original Keroncong and collaborate with other creations, and also to regenerate the art of Keroncong in Surakarta. Therefore, Head of Culture Office of Surakarta, Sis Ismiyati, expects that from these event performances, Keroncong music is increasingly favored by the young and it remains sustainable all the time. Ari Mulyono furthermore said that this year's performances, number of Keroncong maestros of the country greet Keroncong fans. They are Walang Kekek Waljina, Endah Laras, Iin Indriani, Singgi Sanjaya, Yati Pesek, Sruti Respati, and Bambang Heri. Besides, there are also 9 groups of Keroncong orchestras, Pandawa Keroncong Orchestra from Solo, Renounce KO from Yogyakarta Orchestra from Kediri, Wahyu Tumurun Keroncong Orchestra from Solo, Sendra Tasik UNES Keroncong Orchestra from Semarang, Gita Abadi Keroncong Orchestra from Tulungagung, Rani Sinar Keroncong Orchestra from Bandung, Marlubu Keroncong Orchestra from Malang, and SKF 17 Keroncong Orchestra from Solo. Solo Keroncong Festival participants this time are not only from Indonesia, but also from Malaysia. Listener, that was today's miscellany with the topic Solo Keroncong Festival 2017. We will meet again in next miscellany with another interesting topic. See you, listeners!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your
your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you go, meet again with me, Andika, in Music Corner. Today, we will present you many songs from Senar Senja. To open today's section, let's listen to a song entitled Dialog Hujan.
Hanya prasangka yang terdengar di dalam. Tanpa kata, tanpa nada, rintik hujan pun menafsirkan kedamaian. Hanya rasa, hanya prasangka yang terdengar di dalam dia. Hujan.
Well, that was Dialog Hujan by Senar Senja. Senar Senja started as an acoustic duo that stood in 2012. At that time, Senar Senja formed by Febri Rufiandri as guitar and vocals, and Aditya Sidi on guitar. Febri and Aditya often have performed in many campus events since 2010, and both never thought to name their duet, even less their own songs and albums. Finally, in 2012, Febri and Aditya agreed to the name is chosen because it has own meaning for them. Senar is a representative from the guitar strings, which are favorite instruments of Febri and Aditya. Well, Senja is chosen because both of them often perform at afternoon. The time for Febri and Aditya is the most appropriate time for sorting the mind. Listener, before we continue to discuss about Senar Senja, let's listen to another song entitled Untukmu yang baru saja di Wisuda. Enjoy the song.
Satu langkah menuju mimpi. hari ini ku panggil dirimu. Sarjana
Listener, that was Untukmu yang baru saja diwisuda by Senar Senja. The Senar Senja Acoustic Duo has been featured in various cities as well as international festivals, one of which is the International Sama Music Festival in Cairo, Egypt. After the success of the stage, finally Senar Senja released its first album entitled Bersenja Gurau on October 3, 2015. This album consists of 7 original songs by Senar Senja. Then, in early January 2017, Senar Senja released a single entitled Savannah, collaboration with indie singer who is also a member of the Baraswara music group, Asteriska. Listener, Senar Senja is well received by folk and indie music lovers in Indonesia. Many listeners read the songs from Senar Senja very nice to hear and can calm the mind. Therefore, Senar Senja intensively conducts tours in various cities. However, positive response from the listener cannot ensure the integrity of Senar Senja Duo. Why? The reason is the guitarist left on March 10, 2017. Through a video uploaded on Instagram account at Senar Senja, Febri and Aditya announced that Aditya, the guitarist, resigned from Senar Senja because their vision and mission are not same again. Now, Senar Senja becomes a stage name for Febri, who must complete various tours without Aditya. Well, listener, that was Music Corner for today with the topic Senar Senja. To close today's section, let's listen to 2 songs by Senar Senja entitled Savannah and Bersenja Gurau. Enjoy the songs and see you on the next Music Corner, listener. Bye!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.